From El Tovar. The hotel at Grand Canyon is built upon the ledge of the Great Plateau, up which the traveler has gradually ascended all the way from Williams. At this edge, there are huge step-like cliffs descending into one of the most interesting and picturesque alcoves of the South Wall. It is the Valley of Garden Creek. The views from the room immediately in front of the hotel afford a good general insight into the character of the canyon, for the vista extends across the Great Chasm to the North Rim 8 miles away, and for some distance up and down its course. This view has enraptured all who have had the privilege of seeing it. Owing, however, to the projecting points, Hopi on the left and Yavapai on the right, the outlook up and down the canyon is somewhat restricted. Therefore, it is advisable to go out on these points for views of wider range. Many superb features are in full view from the parapet in front of the hotel, and some of the details can be studied to great advantage through the telescope provided at the lookout studio for the use of visitors. As one stands on the parapet, one is on the edge of the first big drop into the canyon over the cliffs of the Kaibab limestone forming the crest of the rim, and leading to the precipice of the Coconino sandstone 700 feet below. This precipice, 300 feet high, is a marked feature all along the canyon on both walls, as a horizontal gray bank of great distinctness. Below this precipice are the steep slopes and numerous minor cliffs of bright red rocks which constitute many of the great ridges and promontories that jut far out into the canyon, in most cases rising into wonderful pinnacles and buttes of many forms. This is the Supai Formation, 1,100 feet thick. These red rocks are conspicuous in the battleship, a turreted mass slightly to the left. At every place they extend down to a great wall, making a ledge of limestone 500 feet thick, known as the Red Wall, because it is stained red by the wash from the red rocks above. This gigantic cliff is prominent in every direction, and at many points in the view, it will be seen to form a broad projecting shelf or promontory extending out from the base of the Supai Ridges. One notable exposition of the Red Wall limestone is the tabular mass of it known as Cheops Pyramid, straight across the canyon, but not far above the rim of the inner gorge. This mass was formerly continuous with the ledge which extended under the Great Ridge a short distance to the left, culminating in Isis Temple. Below this imposing limestone cliff, there is everywhere in the canyon a long slope of greenish color of the shales of the Tonto group. These are about 800 feet thick. This slope leads down to the Tonto platform, a wide shelf far down into the canyon and very distinctly recognized from nearly every point of view. This platform consists of a thick sheet of coarse sandstone forming the base of the Tonto group. The shelf extends along both sides of the canyon for many miles, varying in width from a few hundred yards to nearly a mile. Trails run along it by which one can travel eastward to beyond Grand View and westward to Hermit Basin and far beyond. There are numerous springs coming out of this sandstone of the Tonto group at various places which are most useful to those who travel the trail. Around one of these are the Indian Gardens, far beneath the parapet at El Tovar. Here the water is used for irrigation, and long before the white man came, the Indians found a little oasis here with water which they utilized for irrigation. Bright Angel Trail can be seen winding its way through this place and out onto the Tonto platform. It will be noted that all these rocks down to the sandstone of the Tonto are in thick beds or layers lying horizontal, and the same succession is present in every direction, making due allowance for differences in height and for perspective. Looking over the Tonto platform, one may see far into the narrow granite gorge. It is 1,200 feet deep at this place. Here the river makes a big S-shaped turn in its course. On the opposite side of the gorge, towards Cheops Pyramid, and on either side for some distance, will be noted some red shales with cliffs of dark hard rocks above and below. These are rocks of the Unkar group, and their beds slope toward the north at a moderate angle. This Unkar area is a remnant of an old land surface that rose as an island from the waters that deposited the Tonto sediments around it. Finally, as the water deepened, it was covered by the shale of the Tonto group, as shown in Figure 2 in the previous podcast. The succession of rocks at El Tovar and northward is shown in some of the following figures. One of the most conspicuous features in the view from the vicinity of the hotels is the long straight canyon of Bright Angel Creek. It cuts deeply into the wall on the opposite side of the canyon, making a recess extended back 10 miles from the river. It holds Bright Angel Creek, which rises high up in the Kaibab Plateau to the north, cuts through the great succession of horizontal rocks, and finally flows in a deep gorge in the granite to its junction with the Colorado River. From the rim, one cannot see the mouth of Bright Angel Creek, but glimpses may be obtained of its dashing waters at various points higher up. It flows over a rocky bottom of steep declivity and carries a large volume of clear water into the Muddy River. A short distance above the mouth of Bright Angel Creek Canyon, the Colorado is spanned by a suspension bridge, erected by the National Park Service, suitable for saddle and pack animals and pedestrians. It is called the Kaibab Suspension Bridge and leads to a trail up Bright Angel Creek. On the ridges adjoining the Bright Angel Canyon, there are numerous pinnacles, towers, and mesas in great variety and wonderful forms. On the right-hand side, Brahma Temple is a prominent feature of this character, capped by an irregular mass of the Kaibab limestone 400 feet thick, as shown in Figure 3. Smaller remnants of this enduring limestone constitute the conical top of Zoroaster Temple, south of Brahma Temple, and the flat summit of Deva Temple farther north. Buddha Temple, a pinnacle west of Bright Angel Canyon, is also due to a thin mass of the basal beds of this limestone, lying on an outlying remnant of the Coconino Sandstone, while Manu Temple, further north, and Isis Temple, west of Phantom Creek, consist of small outliers of the Coconino Sandstone alone. From both of these, the protecting cap of Kaibab limestone has long since disappeared, having suffered the fate of removal by the elements, which will eventually remove the underlying sandstone. In Shiva Temple, a large tabular mass of the Kaibab limestone remains separated from the parent plateau to the north by a narrow ridge cut deeply into the red rocks of the Supai Formation. The uniformity of materials in each rock layer in all of these features is evidence of their past continuity across the area now occupied by the canyon and its branches. The great river and action of rain, wind, and streams has removed the former connecting ledges in the great trench and its branches. The fact that the hard ledges of Kaibab limestone and lower beds succumb in some places and not in others immediately adjacent is due to a combination of circumstances. A preponderance of erosion or of solution along drainage lines determined in a large part before the cutting was far advanced. Separate streams at work on opposite sides of a butte may pair to a knife edge as the adjoining valleys are deepened and undermining progresses, so that buttresses which are wide at the base taper up into ridges broken by narrow saddles, separating pinnacles and peaks of many forms at various heights. The crest of the ridge out near the gorge usually is red wall limestone, while farther back and higher, the ridge consists of red supai layers, in places capped by remnants of Coconino sandstone. On some of the latter, more or less of the Kaibab limestone remains. Farther back, the ridge merges into the Great Kaibab Cliff, rising to the top of the plateau. Behind the ridges and temples which rise so majestically from this labyrinth of form, there are many deep canyons, and it is the excavation of these that has controlled the development of the features in the adjoining ridges. Few observers will realize that behind Cheops Temple and the ridge which projects to the southwest from it is a very deep canyon, that of Phantom Creek, with granite walls rising over 1,000 feet in height. These walls are surmounted on the north side by the sandstone of the Tonto Shelf, and on the south side by the red shale and quartzite of the Uncar Group. In places, this canyon is only a couple of yards wide at the bottom. It is occupied by a vigorous stream of cool, clear water which augments Bright Angel Creek 2 miles above the mouth of the latter stream.